This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Houston, we do not have a problem.
Sarah Webb, Joy Drive's astrophysicist.
Sarah, welcome back to Joy Drive.
Oh, thank you for having me. Happy Science Week.
Hey, so fun. Chain reaction now. Sarah Webb, look at us go. So sciencey.
I am very sciencey. All of the science.
So many science. Sarah, we're going to unpack or do our best to unpack time travel and space jumping. I think we should start with a fundamental question. Yeah. Is time travel real?
So that's a tough one. Yes and no.
Okay.
So yes, because on the quantum level, we can do some spooky things. And theoretically, we are, you know, it's not even theoretical. We can experience, we're all traveling through time right now. But we are bound to kind of the laws of physics, depending on how fast we're going. So it's a no, it's not like we can't just jump ahead 100 years or back to the dinosaurs. Unfortunately, things like that are not possible.
Okay.
I was going to ask, because if it was possible and we could time travel, I mean, we would know, wouldn't we? Like, Em and I were chatting before and thought, oh, you know, if we went back and we met, say, our parents before we were born, then they would know that we'd been back, wouldn't they? I mean, I'm sounding confusing, but they would say to us, they would sit down and say, Warren, we knew you were coming because you came back and saw us.
Yeah, no, that is exactly right. So there's this principle that time travel can't be real, because if it was, we would see people everywhere. And Hawking famously held this party. He held a big grand party, catered, beautiful dinner party, didn't send out invitations or tell anyone it was happening until the week after, and no one showed up. And he's like, that would have been a point, or it should have been a point in history that people would have, you know, loved to have gone back to for a bit of a laugh, a bit of a joke, and no one showed up. So, I don't know. That's all I need, at least, for my proof, because I would have been there.
But I have a theory. What if when we time traveled and erased, you know, the memory of that specific period in time, you know, where the two times collided?
Like multiverse stuff, I guess.
Yeah, I feel
so
like
this. So neither of us remember.
Yeah, so there's these ideas, and especially in sci-fi, where you would just create another branch of the universe, and then so then whatever timeline you're on, you'd now be on a completely different timeline, which it feels a little bit Marvel-y, more like kind of Endgame Loki situation, which I do love.
Definitely.
I love those concepts.
Let's talk, like, real ability to travel, like, through time then, I guess. Because, you know, we don't have any evidence, and Hawkins has debunked the myth that we can, you know, go back and forth in our own sort of time loops. But is it possible as a human to somehow, like, travel through time, sort of?
Yes.
Spacing.
Yes. So this is where it gets really cool, is in theory, because of the principles of relativity, especially special relativity, things that are traveling at what we call relativistic speed, so this is when you're almost at the speed of light but not quite, you now start to see time dilation and length contraction. So an example is if, you know, we chucked you two on a spaceship and sent you on a 5-year journey at the speed of light around the universe and to come back to Earth. 5 years would have passed for you. It would have felt like a normal 5 years, but you were traveling near the speed of light. But for me down here on Earth, I would have aged like 36 years. So technically you've jumped through time. You've jumped through my time.
Oh my gosh.
But your time still remains consistent to you.
So we would be traveling at the speed of light and you would have aged. Would we have aged though, or would we come back, you know, that 26 years later exactly the same as we are now?
And you would have, you would have aged like you were aging for those 5 years. So you'd look exactly the same and I'd be old and gray.
This is better
than
moisturizer.
So crazy.
It is better than moisturizer. I'll take a ticket.
That's so cool. Is that actually possible though? Like, can people travel at the speed of light?
So I got a little bit too excited. Yes, theoretically it's possible. Theoretically. But the problem is to get to the speed of light. So this is at good old E equals MC squared. Mm-hmm. The problem is you have to convert every bit of your mass to pure energy, and that doesn't work very well for humans. We wouldn't be humans. We wouldn't exist. So no, but it happens on very, 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 very tiny scales every day here on Earth. So not traveling fast, but sitting in something called a gravity well, which is what we're in. We're all kind of stuck to the Earth because of this gravity well. The people who live in penthouses technically, very technically, experience time just a fraction faster than the person living in the basement.
So are they aging faster?
They're aging just that tiny little bit faster.
Oh, wow. You better move down if you're at the top of a building. You want to get down to that first floor. You heard it here first. Buy a new house.
It's my one reason to never buy a penthouse. I'm like, I would like that fraction of a second back, please.
That's amazing, because we were speaking to someone earlier this week about how, you know, the Earth is we've lost a second, haven't we? Because of the Earth, it's slowed down by a second, or it's sped up by a second.
Milliseconds.
A millisecond.
A millisecond. That's right. Yeah. And, but if it keeps doing it, we could end up losing a second in a year. Possibly, if it did it for every day for a few years.
Sarah, just on the penthouse theory, so I'm assuming, is gravity stronger the higher you are up at the penthouse?
So gravity is technically a little bit weaker, just very slightly. So this kind of comes up, I think the best example of this is Interstellar. When they're in the spaceship, they're near the black hole, and they go down to the moon or the planet around that black hole with giant waves on it. Do you guys remember that scene?
No.
Oh, it's a goodie. Okay, so we'll set the scene. So when you're a big black hole, black holes have silly amounts of mass, very, very big gravitational wells near them, and they know they need to go check this planet, so they hop in their spaceship and they drive down, and they say to their crewmate that they leave back in the ship. They're like, every hour down there is 46 years or something like that. So they travel down. They know that they're taking this risk of this time dilation because they're going to be pulled so close to the black hole that the gravity is slowing down their time. And sure enough, they go down, they come back, and a lot of time has passed. But that's kind of what's happening on a very, very, very tiny scale here on Earth. So the closer you are to the bottom of the gravitational well, so the closer you are to the center of the mass, the slightly slower your time goes.
That is just such incredible. Yes, so incredible. We've had a message in from Leah, and I'm hoping you understand what this means, Sarah, because
okay.
I have no idea. So I'm just going to read it verbatim and hope for the best. So Leah said, so would non-relativistic time travel violate the no cloning principle, as teleportation in some form would be required due to galactic drift, sorry.
Yes. Oh, Leah, I love you.
What does that mean?
Okay, so you want to go back to when the T-Rex was alive. Mm-hmm. You're like, I really need to see that dinosaur. Now, we could travel. Technically, you could, imagine if you could pinpoint that bit in time, you might be able to grab it on a timeline and go there. The problem is where we are now in space, in just like if you were to coordinate it out, is so, so, so distant from where we were when the T-Rex was alive, just in every way, because everything we are is moving through space, that you'd have to teleport yourself across great distances. You'd end up breaking the laws of physics. There's this idea of a teleportation. So if you could clone every state in your body and have all of that matter magically form at the other end. But the problem with that is the idea of cloning every bit in your body, there's more atoms and subatomic particles in your body than there is probably galaxies and stars in the entire observable universe. There's so much in us that it's too much information to try clone correctly. So I don't think it would end up very good.
So Leah also added at the end, or am I apples and oranges-ing this? And I feel like Leah didn't. Leah's nailed it.
Yeah, I think Leah had a really good concept that, even if where travel through time, the space, the difference in space is massive.
We are chatting with Joy Drive's astrophysicist Sarah Webb from Swinburne University of Technology because it's National Science Week and we're talking about time travel. Sarah, there's something that I haven't understood and I'd like to understand, and that is that someone said to me once, it's like we're standing on a piece of paper and in order to time travel, that paper needs to fold.
Yeah.
To a different point. So I'm stuck on this piece of paper and I fold the end of that, for example, to the other end of the paper and then I've traveled. Is it similar to that in terms of traveling through the universe?
Yeah, I think that's a great analogy because it's kind of, if you imagine the piece of paper, so this flat plane, the universe we live in, we're kind of bound to our four dimensions. So we've got space, which is three, time, which is one. And you'd need to bend. You'd have to have another dimensional, like a dimensional element that allowed you to warp yourself around and jump across space. So you'd only experience small bits of time and zero space to try kind of like do that pinhole through the paper and open it up and there's a great distance, which in theory could be possible. But to date, there's been no evidence for any sneaky hidey dimensions. But I could be very naive and maybe in 10 years we might all be jumping around having the best time of our lives.
Fantastic. I want to see the dinosaurs.
No, well, is that really going to be possible? 10 years, you reckon, Sarah? Surely not.
No. Maybe 10 billion years.
Okay, there you go. Sarah, super, super fascinating. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll chat to you again very shortly, and we cannot wait.
Thank you. I love it here.
Thank
Sarah
you.
Sarah Webb, Joy Drive's astrophysicist.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com, or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.